Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The initial shock of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has given way to the realization of what's ahead to recover the bodies of four people, clear the debris, and ultimately rebuild.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore bracing the community for a long road to rebuild.
This is a remarkably complex operation, and our focus needs to be on unity of command and unity of effort.
This week, President Biden said he wants the federal government to cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. He approved Maryland's $60 million request for initial recovery efforts.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Concerns about Pope Francis heading into the Easter weekend. The 87-year-old did not take part in a Good Friday procession in Rome. The Vatican said it was to preserve his health. Former President Trump and several co-defendants on Friday filed their appeal of the disqualification ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the Georgia election interference case. This is ABC News. Friday marked 1 year since Russia detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich, who's yet to get a trial date on espionage charges in Moscow. U.S. leaders are calling for his release. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
The president, the secretary of state, both congressional leaders from the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle standing together, really calling out Russia, demanding that Putin release Evan and bring him home. The message across the board from all of these Washington leaders was the same. Journalism is not a crime, and that there's absolutely no evidence that he was doing anything but his job.
Officials in Bastrop County, Texas, charged a driver of a cement truck with criminally negligent homicide after an investigation into the collision last week with a school bus. Two people were killed, 50 were hurt. Court documents show the driver allegedly told officers he had used cocaine the morning of the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your holiday weekend forecast, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. For today, cloudy in the morning. We may see some breaks of sun later in the day, a high of 53. Tonight, variably cloudy, will drop down to 33. Easter Sunday, cloudy with a chance of light rain, about a 50% chance by late morning, a high of 50. Monday, cloudy and blustery, rain likely by afternoon. We may see some wet snow mixing in Monday night, overnight into Tuesday, a high Monday at 47. Tuesday, rain or snow possible in the morning, blustery and cool, decreasing clouds later on, a high at 45. Partly cloudy Wednesday, we warm up to 48. Mostly sunny and quite a bit warmer on Thursday with a high of 57. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Really shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be and miss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a goodbye kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this.
It's local music.
Music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
You want me to drink wine instead of whiskey? You got it. My side of the bed, it's yours. You want me to watch a movie instead of football? You got it. 'Cause all I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, you got it. Everything I ever. Shop with you at Target, you got it. Think I should spend more time in church, I will. You want me to stop and ask directions, well you got it. 'Cause all I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word. Everything I ever wanted, you got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, you got it. Everything I ever wanted. I got your pretty green eyes to look into, so anything you want, well almost anything. You got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, 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 you got it.
That's local music with a flair. Timothy Craig from 2007. You got it. 7:09. We're working through your weekend wake up with Randy Travis. We're going to go dig up some bones.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
South Carolina, as soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night. My folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. The day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Tanya Tucker, part of your weekend wake up at 7:14. We're at 37 degrees, 13 hundredths of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Looks like it's moved out for now, a high of 51, maybe a little warmer than that. Clouds may give way to some sun later on today. Then your Easter Sunday, a high of 50, light rain. We're at 37.
I grew up near Wichita, in a Mayberry kind.
Jody Messina, you're not in Kansas anymore. You're in Richland Center. Welcome to the Weekend Wake Up, 717. We're at 37 degrees. That is the morning low so far, as mentioned, from the Wirtz Home temperature gauge, thermometer showing 37, and we're looking for a high today near 51. Be sure and join us around 720. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history and a lot more fun, including more cowbell.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Mee, spreading the word about this week's Those Were the Days. We hope you'll join us during this Easter weekend for some great rock and roll classics. We'll be playing the cowbell, along with many of the great tunes that you know and love. Cowbell classics. See if you can think of one. Give us a call with that request on Saturday night's Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, along with Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, join us as a part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's Those Were the Days, Saturday night, right here.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse, you can make a request, just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9
Celebrity birthdays this week include William Daniels, born in 1927 from St. Elsewhere. He was also the voice of Kit on NBC's Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
In the year 1900, the W.E. Roach Company was the first automobile company to put an advertisement in a national magazine. That magazine was the Saturday Evening Post. In 1945, The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams opened on Broadway. In 1955, One Man's Family was seen on television for the final time after a six-year run on NBC TV. In 1963, the soap operas General Hospital and Doctors premiered on television This Week in 1963. In 1987, HBO earned its first ever Oscar for Down and Out in America. In 1976, Apple Computer began operations. 1993, Brandon Lee was killed accidentally while filming a movie. And in 1985, ABC Television aired the 200th episode of The Love Boat. In 1998, Buddy Hackett received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2004, Google Incorporated announced they would introduce a free brand new email service called Gmail in 2004. Other celebrity birthdays include Gordon Jump from WKRP in Cincinnati, born in 1932. Debbie Reynolds was also born in 1932. From As the World Turns, Don Hastings in 1934. The great Christopher Walken was born in 1943. Jimmy Cliff in 1948. And Ewan McGregor born in 1971. And that's a look at This Week in Entertainment History on Country and Community, WRCO-FM for your Saturday.
This is CBS.
We told you just a few moments ago that the late Gordon Jump was born on this date in 1932, and that brings us to our rabbit ears memory as we travel back to 1978. This show starred Gordon Jump and premiered on CBS television September 18th, 1978. It aired for four seasons and 88 episodes. It also starred Gary Sandy, Richard Sanders, along with Tim Reed, Howard Hessman, and the lovely Lonnie Anderson. Today, Rabbit Ears Memory is WKRP in Cincinnati.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, baby, mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were here,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire.
You are
my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you? Slumber.
Oh, baby, hold.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I'd give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Oh, baby,
toss and turn.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Well, thank you, folks, for making us a part of your weekend. Wake up your Saturday, March 30th. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by the great people at the Shoebox each and every week, each and every day, right here on the radio, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Here's a very happy birthday wish going out to Jeff Rose today from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday, Nancy Bennett, making the Twin Bluffs fan club list today. To my sister, Kirsten Rasmussen, with lots of love from Kyle and Carrie. Happy 32nd birthday to my Uncle Jeffrey Rose from Sharby, so we wish Jeff the best. Here's a happy 3rd birthday to Ledger, with love from Dad, Mom, Maeve, Harley, and Orson. Great best birthday wishes coming your way, Ledger. To the best mom in the world, Kirsten Rasmussen, love, Micah and Kennedy. Kirsten Rasmussen, happy birthday to my lovely granddaughter from Grandma Jean. I love you. Heather Owen, happy birthday. That note today from Aunt Dawn. And here's a 32nd birthday wish to my son, Jeffrey Rose, with love from Mom and Daryl. Travis Whedon is celebrating, that note from Elmer. Happy 80th to the old man on the ridge, John Wagner Sr., from all the Oak Ridge boys and family. Sandra Turner is on the Bloom City Town Crier list. Wanda Christensen, known as Wanda Bob, and Kelly Martinick make the Little Willow Birthday Club. Bill Bartlett, Schmidt-Willen Hills, would like to wish you the best. And William Bartlett, you're also on another list today, as well as Kelly Bird, Bruce Irish, Aubrey Krieger, Crystal Ledbury, and Peggy McCormick. That's the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club wishing you the best.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd, and let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I wanna say hello to Adam on the old Prime Mover show. I'd like to buy a rusty moline and plow away the snow.
Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, she's on the road to romance. With the radio playing, she drives all night. Just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am?" "My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been there." They're on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. Time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance.
They're on the road to romance. If you're having trouble finding that, there's probably an app you can download. I don't mean to find romance. I mean to find, like, Romance Wisconsin, which I believe is up by La Crosse somewhere. Yeah, your Google map could do that. Hey, speaking of apps, why not check out the Civic Media app and your chance to win?
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in the statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCO-FM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I'm the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45. We're holding steady at 37 so far, the morning low. This news update is sponsored on WRCO by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. From Tony Schumacher, Patchy Drizzle will be moving out. We may even see some clouds move out later in the afternoon. A little bit of sunshine, a high of 51. Variably cloudy, 33 tonight. Easter Sunday, a 50% chance of scattered light rain, a high of 50. And light intermittent drizzle and rain on Monday, cloudy and breezy. Maybe some snow mixing in Monday night. We're looking for a high of 46. Our current temperature is our morning low. Under overcast skies, we're at 37 degrees. Our news continues with Joanne Krulots in a moment.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulots. Governor Tony Evers yesterday vetoed a Republican-backed bill that would have allowed individuals with no license, no education, no training, no experience, no specific skill set, no qualifications, and no background check to become school district administrators and have direct contact with children at school. Under current law, with very limited exception, every school district administrator in Wisconsin must hold an administrator license issued by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, a license requiring the holder to maintain other licensure, have 6 semesters of teaching or pupil services experience, including over 540 hours of classroom teaching, and complete an Educator Preparatory Program Specialist Degree or Doctoral Degree. The GOP-backed bill, Senate Bill 335, would have effectively eliminated all such requirements, enabling individuals who, for example, did not have to undergo a standard background check and have direct contact with children in schools across Wisconsin. Governor Evers, who spent most of his career in education as a former educator, principal, superintendent, and state superintendent prior to becoming governor, blasted the proposal. This week, Governor Tony Evers signed into law an assembly bill which continues funding for the Office of School Safety at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Representative Todd Novak authored the bill with Senator Romaine Quinn to ensure the office continues to receive funding through the fall of 2025. OSS is a division of the DOJ created in 2018 by a bill Representative Novak authored with Senator Van Wengard as Wisconsin's response to the tragic school shooting in Parkland, Florida. OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin, with the intent to prevent violence in schools and keep our students and teachers safe. The bill will ensure that OSS may retain the necessary full-time staffing levels and continue to fund the program through the fall of 2025, while providing DOJ the ability to reallocate existing funding sources to continue to fund OSS. Governor Tony Evers signed three bills authored by Representative Tony Kurtz into law recently. Act 221 was authored with Senator Howard Markline. It creates a grant program to assist local agencies with updating their technology equipment and infrastructure for the Wisconsin Interoperability System for Communications, a radio system that permits emergency responders from public safety agencies to communicate across jurisdictions. Act 222 was authored with Senator Patrick Teston. It will continue the current practice of allowing providers to recover their costs of facilitating Next Generation 911 by creating a grant program for incumbent local exchange carriers to receive reimbursement for some of their costs. These costs may include IP-based transport of NG911, purchasing, installing, and maintaining NG911 equipment, and NG911 database management. Next Generation 911 provides better technology and access to emergency communication. In addition to 911 voice capabilities, NG911 allows the public to send texts, images, video, and data to a 911 center. Act 244 was authored with Senator Joan Balweg. It increases the cap for state aid for local fairs from $10,000 to $20,000 and prohibits the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection from implementing rules that prohibit someone from being able to collect a state-aided premium for their exhibit at multiple fairs. This rule would discourage increased participation at fairs and places an administrative burden on fairs that is difficult to enforce, especially for smaller fairs like the Juneau County Fair and Elroy Fair. The most recent state budget provided additional funding for county and district fairs, bringing the state aid up to a total of $650,000 annually to account for the changes made in the bill. Representative Kurtz has one additional bill waiting for final action by the governor, Assembly Bill 540, Senate Bill 518, authored with Senator Howard Markline, would provide $20 million for campus community transition grants to be awarded to a county that has a two-year branch campus closed to in-person instruction, with a maximum amount of $2 million per county. These grants would help a county plan and redevelop underutilized campus buildings in the event of a campus closure. The money may be used for economic development, housing, and other redevelopment opportunities. This bill is critically important to several counties who have invested millions in these two-year campuses as the UW system decides what to do with the remaining campuses. Some people in Wisconsin aren't aware they qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Gina Williams of United Healthcare says a dual-eligible special needs plan is a more comprehensive package for people who need more help.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs and then everyday needs.
Healthcare providers are signing up people in Wisconsin for Medicare and Medicaid. Christine Huberty is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. She says it's mostly for older people with disabilities.
First and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. U.S. House Republicans want to raise the Social Security retirement age. They say it's to account for higher life expectancies. But Nancy Altman with the group Social Security Works says it actually ends up being a benefits cut.
You never catch up. Even if you work till age 70, your benefit's going to be about 7% lower than it is under current law.
Altman says the better way to save Social Security is to raise payroll taxes on the highest earners.
It's not what many people would think. They're certainly not Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and the billionaire class.
Republicans say their changes would not cut or delay benefits for anyone at or near retirement. We can expect to see more ticks this year. Because of the warmer temperatures and a mild winter, experts say we will see an explosion of the tick population. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome, which is an allergy to a sugar contained in red meat and dairy products. Protect yourself outdoors by wearing insect repellent and checking yourself, your clothing, and your pets when you come inside. If you want to learn about prescribed fire forest management, UW-Stevens Point is offering an online series. This year-long webinar series is free of charge and held monthly on select Wednesday mornings through October. The online presentation begins April 3rd from 8:30 to 10. The series is designed for natural resource professionals, but is open to anyone. You'll learn about forest regeneration, wildlife habitat, forest health, and disease control, among other topics. You can find out more at uwsp.edu. Enjoy an Easter egg hunt in Richland Center. The Mission Church and Crime Stoppers are teaming up to bring you the ultimate community Easter egg hunt starting at 10:30 this morning. Children up to age 12 will search for eggs in various stages, and all will walk away with a bag of candy. The Easter Bunny will be making an appearance for pictures as well. Celebrate Easter and enjoy some family fun by participating in the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Easter Peep Hunt. The hunt is underway and runs through Easter Sunday evening at 5. Walk through the Richland Center downtown and find the peep displays at participating local business windows. Then enter for a drawing. Forms are available to submit the peeps you found and be entered in the special drawing. Celebrate Easter this Sunday morning. A number of churches in the area will be holding special events. The Muscadet Presbyterian Church will hold an ecumenical Easter sunrise service Sunday at 6:30 at the Muscadet Boat Landing. All are invited to attend. There will also be snacks, coffee, and hot chocolate offered. Enjoy an Easter brunch at Heaven Bound Church in Lone Rock Sunday. Easter services will be held at 7, followed by an Easter brunch from 8 to 1. Cost is $10 per person, and carryouts will be available. And the Richland Center Free Methodist Church will host a potluck breakfast Sunday morning at 8:30. The morning will also feature an Easter egg hunt for the children at 9:30, followed by the Easter service at 10:30. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to sign up for the upcoming Run for the Trees Happy Little 5K. The race, inspired by artist Bob Ross, is a virtual event with proceeds benefiting tree health and protection across the state. All skill levels and abilities are encouraged to participate in the Happy Little 5K. Participants can walk, run, skate, scooter, cycle, or use a mobility device to complete the 3.1-mile race and can pick their start and finish locations. Registrants can sign up and select Wisconsin as the state they wish to represent. A portion of the registration fee will go toward tree planting and forest health efforts to combat threats from invasive species in Wisconsin state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Racers can complete their 5K anywhere outdoors between Earth Day, April 22nd, and Arbor Day, April 26th. Result and photo submissions can be made the weekend before Earth Day and the weekend after Arbor Day. Submitting photos and results at the completion of the event is encouraged, but not required. The registration fee is $36 and includes a keepsake Happy Little T-shirt, a commemorative bib number, finisher's medal, Run for the Trees sticker, and shipping fees. Race packets will be shipped. To be guaranteed delivery before the race dates, please register by Monday, April 1st. Bulk registration is available for groups of 10 or more. Contact Michelle O'Kelly for information on bulk pricing. Suggested 5K routes at Wisconsin State Parks, Forest Trails, and Recreation Areas are available on the DNR's Out We Go webpage.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Saturday, March 30th. Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marcusan by the Marcusan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center. Eddie D. Engel, 72 of Casanova, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Eddie D. Engel, 72 of Casanova. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come.